I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not.
Hello, this is the Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. I'm your host, Joshua Stewart. I got my co-host, Tyler Havacek. And tonight I got the guests, my guests, Heather Billows and Rebecca Jansen. So tonight's subject, what is it, Tyler?
Hello, everyone. Tonight's subject is going to be about safety in the executive budget 2021. Also, it's going to be about the change in structure of group home placement from 8 to 12 members to 4 to 8. I'll talk that about that later in the show. Also, we got some breaking news that appears to be a budget deal that they're working on. New York State lawmakers and Governor Cuomo are nearing a budget deal, so we're going to look at that. So first, depending on what the final thing is for the budget. This budget should have some safety funds to it too, such as putting outside cameras in group homes, and they're talking about putting cameras in common areas in group homes, just so if anything happens, they're on their videotape. So it's kind of a safety thing, because there has been abusive content in group homes. Yeah. So they're looking on that. And so there might be funds for more wheelchair ramps at group homes, and they're looking to get more safety equipment in the van, such as speed and detectors, and maybe van cameras if a van is supposed to stop at a red light, but kind of like to have in the school bus cameras. So
yeah,
a bunch of safety stuff.
Yeah.
So.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like something that makes me feel uncomfortable thinking about having cameras in my home.
Yeah, I know, like, NIAID, New York Alliance for People with Disabilities, they're really pushing that. And they're working with the state to implement a law. And the state just passed a law that puts cameras on outside the school buses, so when cars pass them, the car will get a ticket.
Yeah, I know. I know about that.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, I kind of agree to having cameras in common areas in group homes, because, you know, if a staff abuses a resident, how are they... They could easily say something else. They can easily twist it around. That's so if the whole thing is videotaped, if the staff knows that they're being taped, they're not going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't agree with the cameras being in, like, people's bedrooms or bathrooms. That's totally...
Is that what... Are they saying about the thing about doing that too?
No, the thing about just putting, like, in common areas, like living rooms, basically living rooms, you know, in common areas.
All right.
Yeah. It's more for the staff and the resident safety.
I don't feel comfortable because I come out of my room in my robe sometimes. I think that's, again, violating my privacy.
Yeah, I know. It's both sides, you know. And currently, you know, I don't know the most recent scope of the legislation, but I know that some agencies such as NIAID is really pushing that.
Well, that would be something I'd fight against.
Yeah.
I'd fight because it's a violation of my privacy.
Yeah. So.
Because just like they can use that against staff, they can use it against individuals too.
Exactly. That's why it goes 50-50, you know?
Yeah. I would say yeah. I would not. I don't want to live there if they're going to put cameras.
Yeah.
The moment they put cameras in my home is the moment I leave. I'm sorry. I'm not dealing. Yeah. I'm not dealing with fucking cameras.
Yeah, so, but like I said, other things is you know, they want to make the homes more safe, and you know, such as, like I said, wheelchair ramps in the group homes that need it, and also this has been kind of they've been trying to do this for a while, but they want to change the group home max capacity from 8 to 12 to like 4 to 6. They don't want to have more than 6 residents in a home.
Yeah.
I don't know how exactly they're going to do this, but Josh, you have like 4 to 6 residents, right?
We have 6.
Yeah, so your house won't be affected for the bigger homes that have like 8 to 12 people. Some group homes have 12 residents.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And part of it is a financial structure that, you know, say it'll save the state and the agencies money and stuff like that. So.
How's it saving the money if they're losing people in the house?
Because by going to smaller houses, that they will save money.
You know, Heather wants to raise her hand. What's up, Heather?
My house has 8 people, so what would happen to mine?
I don't know what would happen. Well, I think in the beginning, they would just, every new group home they would make, it would be a 6-person capacity. Because it would be more affordable to the state to pay for a smaller house than a bigger house.
All right, I know, but the thing is, if they put cameras in the houses, how are we supposed to feel? What do they want us to feel, comfortable or uncomfortable? Because that would make me uncomfortable and violating my right, like Josh said.
Yeah, one more thing is there is, it's kind of floating around, so nothing's solid on the camera issue.
All right,
but I do know the state, as a state level, at OPWD level, they want to downsize the max amount of residents in a home.
Rebecca has her hand up.
Yeah, Rebecca, what's up? I'm mute.
Again, I already unmuted myself. Yeah, so it's interesting you guys talking about cameras, because my group home, we're thinking about getting them too, and in certain areas, like part of the house, because, you know, basically it's gonna feel weird, like the way they. Just like, I kind of feel weird having cameras because it can hear every conversation. Like, what if you want to say something that's kind of private or personal? Everyone could just, like, they could play it back and hear it, you know? Like,
I know.
I feel like it's just not right, man, you know?
No, it isn't. Hey, Mikhail.
It's against the law.
You joined right at the right time. We're talking about having cameras in group homes. What do you think about that?
Mikhaela.
Hi.
Hi, you joined at the right time. We're talking about cameras in group homes. How they're trying to put cameras in group homes. What do you think about that, Mikhaela?
I think it's bullshit.
I agree. I totally agree.
I think it's bullcrap because technically it's invading privacy.
I agree.
And also, we have the first group home that's getting cameras, and Rebecca just confirmed it. So this issue, they probably passed the law already, and that's crazy, you know.
It will make us feel awkward.
I don't write that they're putting cameras in group homes. Our next thing is they're gonna put cameras in the fucking bathroom so we can
And it's especially weird because, like, me working in a group home, like, especially if they're coming out of the shower, they're gonna be seeing everything. Like, that's kind of like, again, Paige, that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, invasion of privacy. It is, I'm like, I would feel uncomfortable, I'd be like, I would try to grab as much towel and cover the whole body so that doesn't happen, you know. If they were about the put cameras in my house, I would sign a petition.
I would make a petition up to fight against it. I'd get a petition.
Yeah, honestly, if this, if I do find out that this is actually law, me and Josh will co-sponsor a petition for this. So
yeah,
I think we should.
We don't need to. We don't need to. We don't need to yet. We gotta see when they start doing it. If they start doing it, we're gonna sign a petition.
Yeah.
But if they start putting cameras out in the common area, what makes you think they're not gonna do it in our room?
Or in the bathrooms?
Yeah. Hey, Michaela, have you heard anything about the state trying to downsize group homes from like 8 to 12 people to 4 to 6.
Michaela, mute. Michaela?
Michaela.
Yeah. Don't worry, she, I don't know what happened.
Well, we're gonna keep it, we're gonna keep the show rolling. So, yeah, so they wanna just, the state wants to operate smaller group homes. That's what this is about. They're gonna save property tax money by operating smaller group homes. They don't want these bigger houses anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what are they going to do with the bigger houses?
I don't know. I just know that new houses that are built and authorized for agencies will be no more than 6 people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move out.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going to happen with the existing houses if they're going to be transferred over to a smaller house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just know they closed the State House in Center Ridge. I don't know if you remember hearing that.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was the State House.
Yeah. I heard the State Houses were run pretty poorly.
Yeah, I've seen the one State House, I'm not going to say where. I couldn't believe how bad the yard looked. It was just, and the windows and everything, it was like, I literally was just so disgusted by it, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, and some of these older houses really have to be kept up better, you know?
I definitely
agree. And it's just crazy. Some of them are really nice, but some of them are really bad, you know?
Yep. I told you 50 times.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. It's like, that's what the problem is. People, they take money from us, but yet, what do we get in return?
Nothing.
Yeah, I agree. I feel we
get nothing. You know, the agencies say they don't have any money, but honestly, I think that's BS. You know, I think they do have, they can find money somewhere.
Yeah, of course they can. It is BS. I do think it is BS.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's bullcrap. I'll be honest, I'd rather be back with my parents, to be honest. I really wish my parents would take me home.
Yeah, I'll put an example. Like I said in one of the other podcasts, some group homes just got $100,000 kitchens, and some group homes got $10,000 kitchens.
Yeah, I got, you know? my group home was not one of them that got a very expensive kitchen.
Yeah.
Mine too. We got a new kitchen and dishwasher.
Yeah. Nice. So you finally got a new dishwasher, hon?
Yeah.
Yay.
It's white and you put the silverware on the door. The racks on the door now.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I just don't.
And it's white.
Nice. I just know it's crazy. I'm like, what the heck? This again.
If the state has money, then why don't they use it for us?
I know.
Instead of for the houses, because we need stuff too.
Here's one thing I did hear, and those two verified sources. The state in the last several years have been putting a majority of money into the independent support services, ISS, and not enough money into the group homes. And I hear that from the commissioner that they're changing that back over it, starting this upcoming executive. So starting this year, they're gonna funnel more of the money over to the group homes and less money to the ISS programs.
Yeah, they can make more money in the group homes.
Yeah, so.
And my thing is, like, I just feel like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't wanna live in any system home. I just rather, again, I keep feeling like it's just not worth it anymore. It's just not worth it.
I might just wanna get my apartment and move Josh in.
No, I know. And that's what I'm saying. I just know I'm done with the system. I'm at the point where I'm done with the system.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been in a home since 2000. This is, the home I'm in now is the first and only home I ever been in. And to be honest, I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it. Yes, I have good staff, good management. It's just, it's not enough. I just am not happy there. And all I want to do is just be able to move back my family where I have more freedom, have more privacy. I feel more comfortable at my parents' house. I just wish I could get that through to my parents.
Yeah.
Because I'd be much happier if I could move back here.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to see me.
No, I would. Do you forget? All I had to do is take Scat to you. I forget, I still have Scat on.
And about Scat Bus, I hear that they're trying to raise Scat revenue because Scat revenue has been down, so they want to charge $5 or $6 per ride.
Oh, that's great.
No, don't say that. Please don't say that.
No, I'm telling you exactly what I have heard.
I've heard it too.
Yeah.
Like, nice. We're now going to be paying $10 for a fucking ride.
Both ways. So now you'll be using $20.
No. It's $5 one way. So it's
$10. Instead of $8, it'll be $10 round trip.
I'm like, that's a ripoff.
10 and 10 is 20.
No, Heather. We're doing 5 and 5. It's 5 and 5.
It's 10.
Yeah, 5 and 5 is 10, so that's what I'm saying. It's not 10 and 10, it's 5 and 5.
My bad, sorry.
If it was 10 and 10, I would literally shut down my account.
I know, I agree.
That's why I have my permit, because once I get my license, I'm not using SCAT anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but Rebecca, you have to pay for car insurance, plus you got to pay for gas. You're going to be still paying hundreds of dollars a month toward your car, so that's the bad part about it.
Yeah. You have to worry about car problems and everything.
Yeah. And if your car breaks down or you need oil changes, that means it's going to cost hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca, your paycheck's going to be going towards your car. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, that is true.
And your phone bill.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, imagine you had to pay for your own car with all the bills that you have.
That'd be crazy. And I'm only struggling paying bills right now because the fact is that, like I told you, my unemployment's frozen right now. I have to call an agent tomorrow to certify, and hopefully it's the last week I have to freaking do that. I'm like, I'm sick and tired of doing this.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow I have to call the hotline, a special hotline, so I can freaking get through.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hopefully by tomorrow we'll have a budget, hopefully.
I hope so too, Tyler. I really do.
Yeah.
Because I said I haven't gotten paid at all yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
And I'm struggling to pay bills right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They owe me 2 weeks, and this week will be 3 weeks they owe me.
Damn, you could be getting over $1,000, Josh.
Oh, hell yeah. And I had to figure out how I'm going to spend that. Or if I want to spend it. They keep saying I can keep money in my account, so I got to figure out how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep saying that they're not going to hold it against me right now. But me, I'm nervous to have too much money in my account.
Yeah, me too, you know?
It could be possibly I might be getting the iPhone 12. If I get 400, I'll be able to get frickin' iPhone 12.
Yep, I did not, Josh.
Oh yeah, and I'll have my iPhone 11. I'll give to Heather.
Yep.
I said I'll give my iPhone.
No, Josh, I'll buy that from you.
You'd buy from me? It's a lot of money, Tyler.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, well...
Josh, I've been trying to get into iPhones for so long.
Again, whoever offers me the money will get it.
But I can't pay you.
Heather, I know. I gotta figure it out. Right now, I don't...
I've been wanting an iPhone 11 for a long time.
Well, you...
And June hasn't even got back to me about me getting an iPhone 11.
I know.
Yeah,
I
don't... Heather, you got a trust fund. I don't have any.
Yeah, Tyler doesn't have a trust fund like you do. So you are, in a way, you have an advantage over Tyler. But yeah, I agree. It's tricky because Heather's guardian doesn't really help her with what she needs to do, and it'd be a decision I had to make. It's a tough decision because I know Todd's willing to pay for it, and
I'm willing to pay a few $100,
I gotta see what it's worth, Tyler. If you don't have enough, then again it might still be worth $300 to $400.
I'm willing to pay that.
All right. Well, like I said, if you can pay that, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But first, let's see if I even can afford the iPhone 12 first.
Yeah. Are we still on the podcast?
Yeah, we're still on the podcast. We still are. So
nice.
We're having a good talk. We're having a good talk, guys. We're having a good talk on the podcast.
Yeah.
So the heck is Michaela muted?
I don't know, but guys, so my question is, do we have anything more to talk about this podcast? I think we had a pretty decent podcast.
Because I'm
Oh yeah, we had such an awesome...
No, you're allowed to talk.
Alright, so guys, we have 21 minutes worth of talk about all
this.
Guys,
hold on. Michaela, do you have anything else you want to say on the podcast?
They better not put no video cameras in my house, because I swear to God.
Now, Ty, Michaela, hold on. We got Ty. What was that question? What was that question you had, Michaela, about the group homes?
Michaela, what do you think about the state downsizing the group homes from 8 to 12 to 4 to 6 people?
I think that's a good idea, because the group home that I came from had 11 people in one group home, and I think it made it more easier, because our group homes in my agency, they already started downsizing the bigger group homes already.
So you did that from the state, right?
Damn.
Okay.
You remember Great Neck? That had 12 people.
I know, and you got out of that house. That was crazy.
Yeah, and my old house had, I believe, about 8 to 10 people in my old group home.
That's crazy.
I just want an amount of 4 people in another agency. That's it. I don't want any more.
Mm. I personally like... that they downsize because there are some people that need more attention, and some, like, they don't belong, like, in that group home unless there's, you know, they all have the same issues. But I feel like some of them should be, they should downsize because, like I said, some people might need more support than the other people, but, and then it's like they're getting all the attention, not the other people, you know?
I know, and also it's really hard for the management too, you know, Josh? I mean, you have six people. Your manager's probably dealing with a lot.
Oh, yeah, she is. You know,
it's really hard
Another thing is when they downsize, when they started downsizing group homes in my agency, they downsized it because, number one, in those group homes, they had older people.
Yeah.
And they had a hard time climbing up the stairs and climbing down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they started downsizing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
They actually bought a smart house.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about too. You remind me, Michaela. The state's trying to invest in smart homes for these group homes. So that's a more efficient and affordable way to operate a group home. Also, they want to start making these group homes and convert them into smart homes.
That's crazy.
My agency already bought. They're working on the process of buying smart, like 4 or 5 smart homes already.
That's crazy.
And it's one level home, and you walk in, and you only, before you walk in, you could say, there's a technology on your phone, you could say automatically, turn on my lights, or turn on the air, or turn on the TV, and you're automatically turned on.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And it's one level and everything.
Nice. Nice.
No stairs, nothing.
Nice. So, with that being said, is there anything else for anyone to say?
Not much.
Oh, that's saying. So, if you want to support us, you can go to www.theadvocacyshow.com. You can email me or Tyler. Email me at jstewart@theadvocacyshow.com. Tyler, you want to tell them your email?
Yeah, you can email me at t.havlicek, HAVLICEK, @theadvocacyshow.com also.
And with that being said, be sure to support us by clicking the support button or going to our website at, again, www.advocacyshow.com, and go on the homepage, click on the Donate Now button. Even buy some of our apparel to help support our podcast. And we thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week or even during one of our special editions. Here we go.